The next stage is cultural pre-competence. This is when an organization or person says, "What can we do to become culturally competent?" Pre-competent people and organizations have a desire to deliver quality services that are accessible to diverse populations. Culturally, pre-competence organizations and individuals acknowledge there are planned and implemented attempts to improve their services. However, one pitfall of pre-competence is that an organization or individual may believe that their accomplishment of one goal or activity fulfills their obligation to a particular community. This is a problem since growth towards cultural competence stops after achieving only one goal. Another example of a potential barrier to achieving cultural competence in a pre-competent organization is bilingual and bicultural employees who are hired by a pre-competent organization may become frustrated with their supervisors and with the policies of the organization as a result of that particular employee becoming culturally isolated with the organization. So, while cultural pre-competence is better than cultural blindness, many organizations often end their efforts and plans at the pre-competence stage, believing that they've arrived at cultural competence.